Believers play a key role in post-Irene aid in the U.S. Libya forms building blocks for a new future, and a ministry ties India, blankets, and hope all together. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Hurricane Irene was downgraded to a tropical storm yesterday, but not before knocking out power to more than 6 million homes and leaving at least 14 people dead from North Carolina to New York. The Christian Reform World Relief Committee's Bill Adams says rapid response teams are already in the hardest hit areas.
Those are folks with tool trailers we send in to help with cleanup. We also have advanced crews. They're kind of like project managers to really give us guidance as to where the rapid response team should be going.
Mark Lewis is with the crisis response arm of the Evangelical Free Church of America's compassion ministry, Touch Global. He says some of their churches got involved immediately.
They canceled services and encouraged everyone to go out into the neighborhoods and help, you know, friends helping friends, neighbors helping neighbors, and really being a witness for the gospel at a very relational level.
You can listen to the full interviews at our website. Next, mop-up operations continue in Libya. 6 months of civil war brought about the closing chapters of a 42-year-long dictatorship. There are still daunting challenges ahead as the rebels try to rebuild a Libyan state from the ground up. HCJB Global's Wayne Peterson says,
the concern of many of us that have been doing ministry in that part of the world is what's next. And could it be that something worse than Gaddafi could follow?
Power vacuums could worsen persecution as it has in Egypt, but this isn't the time to retreat.
That's our task, is to present Jesus in fullness, not only as a great prophet and as a great teacher, but as the Son of God and Savior of the world.
HCJB's teams have redoubled their efforts because people are responding enthusiastically. Plus, there's more bang for the buck.
We know that we can reach over 1 million households in that part of the world with our budget of about $1 million. And it's still true that a dollar can reach a household for a year through media in that part of the world.
We have a couple of ideas on how you can help at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. India may be a hot place in the summer, but winter temperatures can get below freezing. Few people in the slums are prepared. Global Action's Lars Dunberg says,
the statistics tell us that anywhere between 6 and 10,000 people die every winter.
Global Action responds every year by sending out teams with blankets.
Then we tell them that we are there because someone loved us first, and he loves them, and he wants to share his love with them through us. And this is a tangible way that we want to show our love.
As people hear the good news,
first of all, you save lives physically. Secondly, you have a chance to prepare people spiritually and give them a great life here and an even better life after that.
Global Action needs you to join one of three separate teams starting in November to distribute blankets. If you'd like to go, head to our website where you'll find more information. And this September, Long Island, New York will be more than just a good place to vacation. Greek InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is hosting a conference there for sorority and fraternity students in the Northeast. Main speaker Lauren Mann says,
it's really post-Christian, very similar to the West Coast, where a lot of students don't grow up with any church background, or if they do have a church background, it's usually being hurt in some way from having a negative church experience.
Greek 4 hopes,
we would have students that leave the conference beginning a relationship with Jesus and starting a whole new life from there on, and then also equip and to give students confidence to reach out to their loved fraternity brothers and sorority sisters with the message of the gospel.
This will happen through sessions focusing on the real Jesus, seminars for seekers, Christian leaders, and more. If you're a Greek student, consider going to the Greek conference in September. Links at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you want to go on a short-term mission trip, but it's too expensive, right? How about a free trip to either India or Nepal to deliver blankets to the needy? Win the Global Action Touch the World Trip contest, and you can go for free. If you've never been there before, you qualify. Activate your name. Click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.